Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each one tonight. I won't keep us too long tonight because we have three services this weekend. We have Brother Frank Hall with us from England. He arrives tomorrow. It's not right, Brother. And we appreciate Brother Gary and Sister Ruth for keeping their Brother Frank. And I know Frank will enjoy the fellowship as well. And we'll be meeting here Saturday night, 6:30. We want to try and get in early and have some tea in the hall. So we'll be here from 6:30 Saturday evening. And then we'll have our normal Sunday times in the morning and evening, the normal service time. So tell others about it. I put it up in the church thing and stuff. I don't know if everybody's on it or not, but if you can mention, tell any friends or anything that want to come along, have a cup of tea and hear Brother Frank, I would really appreciate that. Praise the Lord. Please remember again tonight, Sister Lauren, Matthew's wife, she's still not great. She's had to get steroids now and antibiotics, and she's still not very well. She's had this for a long time. That the Lord will touch her. They thought maybe she'd have a blood clot, but she got the all clear from that. So keep remembering her in prayer that the Lord will really touch her. Amen. I was thinking tonight, you know, how many's ever heard of the Messianic Psalms? And then you know that's for talks about the Lord. And I was thinking sometime I'd like to go into all the Messianic Psalms and preach on it. But I want to speak from Psalms 42 tonight. But before I read Psalms 42, I want to read from Luke 24. Let's just bow our heads again, first of all. And if you have a need tonight, just lift your hand up as a request before the Lord. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you for your mercy, for your grace. Your mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness unto each one of us. We give you the praise and all the glory tonight. Lord, we plead the merits of your precious blood again over our lives afresh, over this house afresh, and over our homes afresh. And we say, Lord Jesus, forgive us for every sin, every wrong thought, every wrong word, every wrong deed. Wash us afresh in the blood of the Lamb, and we shall be whiter than the snow. Sanctify us tonight, and fill us afresh with the Holy Spirit. And I do take the Holy Ghost to help me right now. And I thank you, Lord, that you do undertake. And I pray for the hands raised, you'll meet every single need in Jesus' precious name. Answer prayer. Pray for Sister Rita, Carl's mom. Strengthen her and bless her this time. We pray for Big Jake as well over in Scotland, that you'll give him a complete recovery to health and strength in Jesus' precious name. And Lord, I do pray for Sister Lauren tonight, that you'll give her a real miracle. That you'll touch her, Lord, and heal her, Lord, move her, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. And Father, for Brother Frank as he comes to save her Brother Gary and Sister Ruth and the family, and David as well, his son, I pray you'll bless them, give them a great time. Bless Brother Gary and Sister Ruth and all the family. And we do ask that you'll bless the meetings, that you'll stop your approval on these meetings this weekend. Lord, that people have been touched and ministered to, and you'll add to your work such as should be saved. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. The Lord bless you. The reason I want to read from Luke 24, this is Jesus. He's on the road to Emmaus. The disciples don't recognize him. And the Lord himself is talking to them. If you go over to let's read from verse 24 of Luke 24. But I just want to bring out the fact that the Lord Jesus mentions the Psalms. And he tells them about the Psalms. So I want to just bring that out. Verse 24 of Luke 24. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the woman had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, this is the Lord, said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ have suffered these things unto enter into his glory, I'm beginning at Moses and all the prophets, expounded unto them and all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. Now go to verse 44. Verse 44 of the same chapter. And he said unto them, these are the words which I speak unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. So the Lord mentions the Psalms, and I'm not going to go into the Messianic Psalms tonight, but you know, I was thinking, you know, there's people and they claim to have so much truth and so many things, but there's so many things which should be preached, what they never preach. They never preach it, they never mention it. And yet with all, they say they're revelated people, whatever that means, revelated. And they have all types of different faiths, but we're working with the one faith. I'm just saying, but yet with all, there's so many wonderful things in Scripture that's never mentioned. You see, there's something that missed something. But the Lord mentions the Psalms and what's written in the Psalms concerning him. And if the Lord mentions the Psalms, we need to read the Psalms. We thank the Lord for Psalms. Maybe when I was a bit younger, I didn't really much go into the Psalms, but of late, I'm getting more interested in the Psalms. And I shared with you Psalms 46, but tonight, Psalms 42. And I just want to share a few thoughts from Psalms 42. And this has been strong in my heart. Psalms 42. We'll just read the full Psalm. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude, and went down with them to the house of God, with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holiday. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Wherefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites from the hill of Mizar? The deep calleth unto the deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine eyes reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. I tell you, I think this is a wonderful psalm, and I'm not going to say a lot on it tonight because I want us to get out early and I want us to have time to pray. But the psalmist is longing here after the Lord's presence. And you know, with a wonderful presence of the Lord in our service on Sunday morning, and everybody knew it, there's nobody had to tell us that the presence of the Lord was in the meeting. All of us recognized the presence of the Lord. And the psalmist David wanted the Lord's presence. And you know the thing about it, and our brother John often says this, and it's so true, there's no substitute for the Lord's presence. And if you have ever experienced the presence of the Lord, you want to experience it more, don't you? And you know, you can go to many different meetings, but you might never feel or sense that presence of the Lord. But we can create an atmosphere for the Lord's presence. And we want to come to church, and I believe that's what happened. There was an atmosphere created. We came, we were believing, we were praying, and our brother led us in the different songs, and we worshiped the Lord. And the Bible says the Lord inhabited the praises of his people. And didn't Jesus say that the Lord seeketh such to worship him in spirit and in truth? Now the psalmist is longing after God's presence. He feels abandoned by God, but hopes that God will come to him once again. And this is the thing. The psalmist David knew what it was to have the presence of the Lord. And then there was times where he maybe didn't sense that presence, but he longed for that presence. And I tell you, that's for every one of us tonight. Maybe every service we don't feel the presence of the Lord like we want to, or maybe it doesn't come like we could say at other times, but we long for it. We long for it. And the psalmist David longed for it. And David desired it in verse 1 and 2. As the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for living God. When shall I come and appear before God? You know, did you ever have someone in your life that you couldn't get enough of? You take a young couple that's really in love, and they meet, and they really are in love. They can't see enough of each other. And then maybe somebody older will say, he'll get sick looking at her. Do you ever hear that saying? He'll get sick looking at one another. He can't get enough of each other. But we want to love the Lord like that. And you know, the Bible talks about our first love. And when we first get saved and we first get delivered, we're passionate for the things of God. And the psalmist David talks about that because he knew about that. And sometimes that can go a bit, but we want to get back to the first love. And we want to be, like the psalmist says here, as, you know, let me say it like this here. After a long drought, a poor fainting hind, that's a deer, longs for the streams. You know, the deer, if there's a drought, if there's no rain and there's no water, and he longs for the streams, and not only does he long for the streams, but a deer that's hunted and he's exhausted, and the dogs are his enemies, and we're sometimes like somebody that's like the deer that's hunted. The enemy oppresses us, he's against us. We heard the other week the devil's against us. Many of the afflictions of the righteous, the Bible says, but the Lord delivers them out of the law. But the deer goes for the river is, for the stream is, for he's thirsty, he's wearied, but the water refreshes him, it strengthens him, it renews him. And I tell you, as the deer panteth after the water brooks, so my soul thirsteth after God. God wants us to thirst for him. And I tell you, as only God can give us that thirst. And it's good if even if we pray for God to make us thirsty for him. Isn't that right? You know, when the heart's, he's hunted and he goes to the river, the dogs are after him, and he's weary. It's like the persecuted soul, you know, and you can get weary and worn down, and only the Lord can give you strength. And the Bible tells us, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You see, this is what's wrong with the church today. Let me tell you, you don't need a big revelation to know it. What's wrong with the modern Christians today is no prayer meeting, no waiting on God. And there's weak as flies. And they're weak because this is why they're not waiting on God. And God gives us the recipe for strength. That's waiting on God. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings as an eagle. They'll walk in that weary, and they'll run and they'll not faint. But there's people fainting today because they haven't got time to come to service and they haven't got time to pray. But thank God for people that's hungry to come to the house of God. Also, if you read verse 3 and verse 9 to 10 as well, David's has to spur. My tears have been my meat, he says in verse 3, day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? And many times we could go through trials, and people that's not believers can say this, where is your God? Where is he? And verse 9 says, I will say unto God my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? And this is prophetic of Christ here as well. Jesus was forsaken. He says that, forsaken. Because he took our place completely. And he was left on the cross by himself. Verse 10 says, as with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? See, he feels abandoned. He feels attacked by the enemies. Where is thy God? And people can often say, if something happens, maybe it shouldn't happen. Where's God? Where was God in that? When you're meant to be a Christian, where was God in that? And David knew all about that. And that, and there's great strength and comfort in these Psalms, isn't there? Because you can go in here, and none of us has gone through anything, but it's already here. This man's went through it all. And Christ has as well. Also in Psalms, verse 4 and 8 and 11 as well. And if you go over verse 4, verse 8 and 11, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with a multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holiday. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. So you see, he's praising the Lord part of it, isn't it? You can say he's down 1 minute and up the next minute. Couldn't you? Now, maybe I'm rare. Holy day. But I'll tell you, he's up and he's down. Now you might think, you might think you're up and you could never be down. But Elijah, look at Elijah, what he done, and he ran from a woman. And there he's at the brook. Mighty Elijah's at the brook. And God preserves him at the brook. And this is the man that they heard all about. He troubled everywhere he went. This is the same man. And there he's at the brook. I tell you, many times men of God can be up and they can be down as well. And David knew about that. And I tell you, never feel that you're something's wrong. If you're going through trials, maybe you feel that there's something wrong. You see, when you read about C.H. Spurgeon, the trials that man had, I can't take it in when I read about some of the stuff he went through, but look how God used that man. And he went through powerful trials. That is funny, isn't it? He was on a holiday. A holy day. He'll have to forgive him for this. Verse 8. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. Praying's a secret. Verse 11. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? David encouraged himself in the Lord. That's what you read. David encouraged himself in the Lord. And sometimes you have to encourage yourself in the Lord. And you know the best way to do it is quote scripture. Amen. Think back when you get saved. You see, if the devil's giving me a hard time, at no time, go back to him when he's in jail. The very first thing that the Lord told me. I love you and give myself for you. And that's scripture. That's for everybody. The Bible says that He loves us and gave Himself for us. The Lord loves us tonight. And He gave Himself for us. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. David is recognizing God, that God's His health. The health of His countenance comes from the Lord. The Lord holds the breath we breathe. He remembers God's goodness in verse 48. He remembers it. And the Lord wants us tonight to remember His goodness, what He's done for us. He's done a lot for us, really. No matter how hard you might think it's going, you know, when you think back on it, the Lord's done a lot. We have a lot to be thankful for, every one of us. I know I have. I mightn't have much in the way of worldly goods, but I'm here. And there's fellas I chummed with that's not here. They're not here. But I'm still here. And I've got my health and strength and a lovely family. And we're in fellowship tonight. And we're serving the Lord. We're here. There's others that's not here. They're not here. And we can complain, what are we going to do for God sometimes? But yet we're still here to make the effort. There's people that's not here to make the effort. But we're here. We're ready. Also in verse 11, he rests in God's goodness. And you see, he remembers God's goodness and then he rests in it. He rests in the goodness of God. Be still and know that I am God. He rests in the goodness of God, knowing that God's promised He'll do it. Because of God's goodness in the past, David puts his hope in God to rescue him yet again. And you say, oh, but the Lord brought me out before and several times, and I wouldn't like to ask Him again. You see, the Lord's not like us. It's an unlimited source. He can rescue us 1,000 times. And He's rescued us many times when we don't even know He has. The psalmist David said, my foot would have been gone. It would have slipped only for the goodness of the Lord. My foot would have slipped. But then he says, He's made my feet like hinds' feet. Do you ever see the hind on the cliff edges jumping? It's wonderful to watch them, you know. You'd never be able to follow them boys for the go. I know I tell about catching the wild goats and all, but I tell you what, even when I was a young fella, there's no way I could have went for them hinds was going. Sure couldn't have. They're right. Do you ever see the picture of the boy right on the edge? On a mountain's edge, on a cliff edge. And his feet's sure, and he can jump and land, and he's sure. And he's sure-footed. And the psalmist David said, he makes your feet like hinds' feet, because we're trusting in the Lord. Some trust in horses, some in chariots, but we're trusting in the name of the Lord. That's what we're trusting in. As the deer panteth after the water brooks, so my soul thirsts after the God. There's a deep call into the deep. You know, I've been thinking about this week. You know, the fact, this is what I'm thinking about. This is what I'm thinking of myself. I'm sitting in the office, I'm waiting on God. I'm looking over different Psalms and reading different things. And you know what I was thinking? I was thinking about revival. When people say you couldn't have revival, you couldn't have this, you couldn't have that. You know, if there's a deep in you for something, there has to be a deep to respond to it. So if you have a desire within you for the Holy Spirit's there for you. If you have a deep desire within you for a revival, for a move of God, there is one. I believe that. There has to be it. It's the deep calling the deep. You know, when William Branham preached, and he preached a message about that, the deep call the deep. It's a film. Have you ever seen the film with him standing on the platform? And he mentions that scripture, the deep calling the deep. And he said before there was ever a fish, there was water for him to swim in. And everything, it was prepared for him. And if you have a desire, or I have a desire within me for something that's God give us, the devil doesn't give you a desire for revival. The devil doesn't give you a desire to see souls saved. The devil doesn't give you the desire to go to some wee place and preach the gospel. The Lord done that. That's the Lord that done that. There's a deep call in the deep. And there's something that can answer to it. And if we have a desire for something, God can give it to us. Let's come tonight. I just want to encourage you. Just a wee short word of encouragement tonight. I want to encourage you. As a deer panteth after water brooks. Maybe there's someone in this service tonight and you feel a bit like the deer, you know, the enemy's been on you. But there's waters tonight. There's a well tonight. There's waters tonight. There's a fountain tonight. And you can draw from it. Let's come and really seek the Lord this evening and pray for these meetings this weekend, that God will really touch your brother Frank and bless him and bring somebody in and they get saved. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for these psalms. We know that they're inspired, and even in Luke 24, verse 44, you mentioned the psalms, that they speak about you, they foretell you. Lord, we appreciate the psalms tonight, and we appreciate even David. And Lord, even if we thought of David, we thought of Solomon, then we would think there's a greater than Solomon that's right here. For the Holy Spirit's here. You promised for two or three gathered in your name that you are in the midst and that to bless us. We thank you for the blessing. Lord, we seek you tonight and we call upon you tonight. Your name is far above every other name. We reverence the name of Jesus Christ tonight. The world's been cursing it, Lord, but we reverence your name. We bless your name. We praise your name. We magnify the name of the Lord. And we say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And you're worthy to be praised tonight. Lord, we're glad you've saved us. You've delivered us. You've kept us. You've spared us. We would have slipped and fallen, but you rescued us. You're the one that's made our feet the kind's feet. You're the one that says, you're the apple of my eye. We thank you for your love and kindness tonight. And we plead your mercy and your blood on our loved ones tonight, on our sons and our daughters, on all that's near and dear to us. We plead salvation. We ask for the Lord. We ask that the Holy Spirit will work on them. We ask that the Holy Spirit will move them, convict them and speak to them and deliver them and set them free. Rescue them, we pray, from the god of this evil age. Turn them, O God, unto yourself and save them. And Lord, revive your own people. Stir your own people. Bring a thirst on every one of us. A hunger for you upon every one of us afresh, Lord. That we'll be as the deer that panteth after the water brooks. So our souls thirst after you, Lord. The deep calling to the deep. And there has to be something to answer back. And Lord, you said if we believe and know how to give good gifts unto our children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost unto them that ask him? Fill us afresh, I pray, with the Holy Spirit. Anoint your people. Loose those that's gifted. Call them to come into the minister and the Spirit, Lord. Gifts of the Spirit and fruits of the Spirit and manifestation of the Spirit. Bring dreams and visions upon your people, Lord. Like the book of Acts and Joel says, Lord. For we truly are living in the last of the last days. And oh God, we need the outpouring. The outpouring. A refreshment coming from the presence of the Lord. Lord, we ask for this weekend as your brother Frank comes. We pray that we'll have a refreshment from the presence of the Lord. Lord, that you'll pour us find a refreshment in this house, oh God. We come against every devil, every demon, every work of darkness. We rebuke it in Jesus' precious name. We ask that the angel of the Lord will be near, and that your name will be uplifted and glorified and magnified, that people will be healed and set free and delivered in Jesus' precious name. Oh God, cause a hunger to come upon men and women that were, Lord, you know their names. Lord, that's maybe drifted a bit. But oh God, speak to them tonight. They're your children. And you said, my sheep will know my voice. And other than that, Father, speak to them, oh God. Speak a word into their innermost being and draw them again to your house, Lord. Turn them again, and they shall be saved in Jesus' precious name. Refresh everyone in this room tonight. Meet every need, Lord, from the youngest to the oldest. Pour a blessing on your people this evening, I pray. And Lord, for those that's planning to travel, bless them and strengthen them. Meet their every need. Just have your way with each and every one of us, I pray. And we acknowledge you in all our ways tonight. And we know you will direct our paths. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Let's continue for a time just to seek the Lord this evening.